Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that modalism is a lie. Now, one of the most famous verses on the Trinity is 1 John 5:7. But if you actually get this verse in context, it totally destroys the oneness modalist doctrine. The Bible says in 1 John 5:6, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son." Now, it's clear here when it says that there are three that bear record in heaven, we're talking about three witnesses. See, a lot of people just take this out of context as just, oh, it just says the three are one. That's all it says. Three are one. And then they interpret that as all three of them, they're one person. Okay. Well, that's not what the Bible's teaching. What the Bible's teaching is that there are three witnesses in heaven, three that bear record in heaven, three that testify in heaven. And then he follows that up by saying, well, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. What's he talking about? When we hear the testimony of two or three witnesses, we receive that testimony. The Bible says, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So when we have two or three witnesses, then we receive that testimony. We receive that evidence, and then we make diligent inquiry to see whether it's true. But if it's just one witness, we reject it out of hand. No one witness could rise up against someone to cause them to be put to death. And no single witness could rise up and accuse an elder or a pastor. There has to be two or three witnesses, okay? Well, right here in the Bible, it says that there are three that bear record in heaven. Why? Because the Father has testified of the Son, and the Son has testified of himself, and the Holy Ghost has testified of the Son. That's three witnesses. Well, if these are all just the same person in three different modes, if Jesus and God the Father are the same person, how is that three witnesses? That's only one witness, right? That's one witness testifying as the Father, the same witness testifying as the Son. No courtroom would accept the same person coming in three different modes and say that it's three that bear record. Oh, that's three witnesses. Mr. Stephen Anderson, Pastor Stephen Anderson, and Father Stephen Anderson. Three witnesses. That's nonsense. And God is comparing this to a human courtroom because he says if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God's greater. Well, here's the thing. The witness of men is two or three separate persons. If God's witness were from one person in three modes, then God's witness wouldn't be greater. God's witness is greater because it's three persons testifying. And of course, these are three persons that cannot lie. So 1 John 5:7 in context demolishes the oneness doctrine.